This audio is brought to you by Medjugorje.org.
The following is a talk given by the Medjugorje visionary Ivanka Ivankovic Elez in the fall of 2009.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm a little bit nervous. I wish you a very warm welcome, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. And I'm greeting you all with the most beautiful greeting. Praise be Jesus and Mary. You see, here I am standing before all of you, and every day I've been asking myself the same question. God, why did you choose me? And I was given by God this great, great gift. But at the same time, I know that I carry a great responsibility. I have this great responsibility before all of you and before God. And I'm an ordinary person, as all of you are here. And I'm asking him every day to give me the strength to, so that I'm able to take this path he prepared for me, so that I'm able to witness for him as he wants me to do. And in 1981, my life completely changed. I hadn't dreamt that something like that could happen in my life. I hadn't dreamt that I could see. Back in 1981, I lived with my family in Mostar. And I used to come to Medjugorje only during the holidays. In April that year, the worst thing happened to me. I really cannot explain how terrible this was, because my mom passed away. And all my world fell apart. And when we came to the funeral here, that was the first time I met Father Jozef Zorko. And then we went back to Mostar, and life continued. And after the school year was over, we came back here to Medjugorje. And on the feast of St. John the Baptist, on 24th of June, and you see, whenever we have a big feast day, it's a custom that we do not work. So the only thing we did that day, we went to church for mass, we had lunch, you know, the family was having the rest, and that was it. So Mirjana and I that afternoon went for a walk outside the village, and we were waiting for other kids to join us. Mirjana lived at that time in Sarajevo. And you see, as a girl, 15 years old, we were talking about ordinary things. And we got tired of waiting, so we started walking back towards the houses. While we were walking back, I felt called to look towards the hill. And I looked towards the hill and I saw Our Lady. And I pushed Mirjana and told her, look at, there is Gospa, Our Lady on the hill. And Mirjana didn't even bother to look towards the hill, and she said, don't tell me this foolish stuff. And I kept my mouth shut and we continued our walk. And when we reached the first houses, we met Milka, Maria's visionary sister, who was going to gather the sheep. And the moment she saw me, Milka asked me, Ivanka, what did happen to you? Look at how you look like. And walking back together with Milka and Mirjana, now I told them what I saw. And we came back to that very place, and all three of us saw Our Lady. Our Lady was maybe 400 or 500 meters away from us. And she was waving with her hand to come to her. And in that moment, I felt all emotions in my heart. All of them were mixed. And in the meantime, Ritka was walking by and she saw that something was going on with us. And she asked us, what happened? And we told her, hurry up, we see Our Lady. And when we said this, Ritka took off her sandals and she ran towards the houses. And then she met two boys, two Ivans. And she told them what we shared with her. And she came back with them. And you see, even we were now in a bigger number, we didn't dare to go towards the hill. You know, fear conquered everything and we started back to the houses. I cannot tell you how much time we spent at the foot of the hill. You see, some of us went back to the houses, but also a few of us entered the first house of the road and where people were having the feast day. So we were crying, we were scared, so we ran into that first house and we said, we saw the Blessed Mother. And you see, I can recall very well, there were apples set on the table and those people picked up the apples and they started throwing them on us and they told us to not play games with Our Lady and with this stuff. And please do not tell to anybody what you told us, people will think you are crazy. Run away home, that's what they told us. And you see, when I came back home, I shared what I experienced with my brother, sister, and my granny. So my brother and my sister, it doesn't matter what I said, they were making jokes of me. And granny told me, my dear child, this is not possible. I'm sure somebody was gathering the sheep on the hill. So before that, I have never heard about any apparition sight. I hadn't known about Lourdes or Fatima. And I can tell you that was the longest night in my life. And you see, all night long, I was questioning myself. And I was asking myself whether I really saw Our Lady, because adults, all of them, kept telling me that the apparitions were not possible. But you see, the same evening, the word spread among the village what we saw. And the next day, people started coming from all over. And that afternoon, six of us visionaries were at the foot of the hill. And I can recall pretty well, my granny held my hand, and she said, whatever you see up there, you are not going. And then we saw the light three times. And then we started running up the hill. We were so fast that nobody was able to catch up with us. And you see, when we came up there, when we came to Our Lady, I can tell you my eyes have never seen anything so beautiful as she is. She looks very young, maybe 19, 20. She always has a gray dress, white veil, and a crown of stars. Blue eyes, black hair, and she always floats on the cloud. But you see, that love, that peace, that feeling you experience in your heart, I cannot describe you, because human dictionary is too poor to describe your feelings. And the moment we came to her, I knew this was the Blessed Mother. And you see, God gave me this gift that I was the first one who saw her and the first one who talked to her. And the only words I spoke were, "My Our Lady, where is my mom?" And she smiled back to me and she said, "Your mom is with me." And Our Lady looked towards six of us and she told us not to be afraid, that she was going to be with us all the time. And in the meantime, people came to us and they saw that something was going on with us, that something was really happening. So the next day, when we were about to leave for the apparition hill, we were advised by others to carry holy water with us so that we can bless what we saw. And when Our Lady came to us, Vinska was the one who sprinkled her with holy water. And Vitska told her, "If you come from God, stay, but if you do not come from God, please leave." And Our Lady smiled back to us and she said, "I am the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Peace." And the first message Our Lady gave to all of us is the message of peace. After that, Our Lady invited us for prayer, conversion, penance, and fasting. So from the very beginning till today, these are the most important messages of Medjugorje. After that, as Our Lady told us not to be afraid of anything, and then the problems had started, because when, for instance, the problems with government, the authorities, and the priests. You see, when Father Jozo saw me, that I was among the visionaries, he said, "This is not possible, this is not true." And he said, this was only my longing for my mother, who I lost a couple months before. And as the days were passing by, every morning, every afternoon, we had all kinds of questions from doctors, psychiatrists, priests, government authorities, everybody. And you see, the first day Our Lady told us not to be afraid of anything. And this is the thing she keeps telling to all of us, and I believe that we couldn't stand anything without support of our mother. From 1981 till 1985, I received the apparitions on a daily basis. And through these years, Our Lady told me her biography, which I wrote down. She also told me the future of the Church and the future of the world. Everything is written down, and when Our Lady tells me to whom and to when to give it, I'm going to do so. On 7th of May, 1985, was my last daily apparition. And that was the longest apparition I had, because it lasted about 1 hour. On that day, I was given the 10th secret, and I was told that I was not going to have the daily apparitions anymore, but that I would have annual apparition. So from 1985 till today, I have annual apparition, which is on 25th of June. On that last daily apparition in May 1985, Our Lady gave me this great gift, but not only gift for me, but for the entire world. Because all people wonder if there is a life after this life. And I'm standing here today before all of you, and I can witness to you all, there is a life after this life. Because on that day I saw my late mother, the same way I see you today. And my mom gave me a hug, and she told me, my dear child, I'm proud of you. And you see, for 28 years, the heaven has been opening. And the heaven is showing us the path we are to take in our life. And all of us people have to decide if we are going to accept it this way or not. And this way Our Lady is showing us is the way of conversion, of prayer, of penance and fasting. And at the very beginning of the apparitions, Our Lady invited us to pray on a daily basis, seven Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glories. And then after that, she invited us to fast one day in a week on bread and water. And you see, when I think about those days, I feel that Our Lady was teaching us how to take the steps forward. As when little child learns how to walk and to climb the stairs, so Our Lady was working very slowly with all of us. And Our Lady told us, with prayer and fasting you can reach every goal. You can even stop wars, you can stop disease, you can reach every goal. So So each one of us, visionaries, has a different mission, and my mission is to pray for families. And Our Lady invites us all to respect the sacrament of holy matrimony. And she invites us all to go every Sunday to church for Mass. And she invites us all to have at least one confession monthly. And she invites us all to renew the family prayer. And in the center of our families, Bible should be. And when you read the messages of Our Lady, I can tell you Our Lady hasn't said anything new. Everything has already been written and is standing in the Bible. And Our Lady has such enormous love towards all of us that she keeps calling every day each one of us. And every day I pray for all families in the world. But at the same time, I'm kindly asking all of you to pray for our families as well. Do you have any questions Ivanka is asking? Maybe a couple questions? Ivanka says you are a small audience, so I let you now to ask me a couple questions. Yes, sir. What does Our Lady say about holiness? Our Lady says that holiness is a meeting with the living Jesus Christ. And God gave us priests. God gave us priests, and those hands, our priests have are the hands of Jesus Christ, and with those hands they deliver or transmit the love of Jesus to all of us. And that's why let's pray every day for our priests, that they are holy, that they lead us, and they show us the love of one who is waiting for us. Yes. Are those 10 secrets regarding the world or personal? The secrets are secrets. You know, from those 10 secrets, all 6 of us visionaries agreed that the 3rd secret is the permanent sign. Our Lady is going to live on the side of the first apparition. We have never spoken about other secrets, so I do not know if the other secrets, you know, the other visionaries have are the same or not. And you see, all the messages Our Lady gave to me are the messages for the world. She has never given me any personal message. All messages are the messages for the world. But you see, many people think that I am maybe closer to God or to Our Lady. But I always say, I'm the same way all of you are. It is beautiful to see with your eyes. And you see, if I see only with my eyes and my heart is closed and made of eyes, then that apparition does not help at all. As all of you have to pray, I have to pray as well. And you see, my responsibility is just greater than yours, because I have responsibility before God, and I have responsibility before all of you. And that's why please pray for all of us here. Thank you. Could you repeat me, please? Did Our Lady speak of purgatory? And did Ivanka have a glimpse of it? So I saw purgatory, but my experience was different than Witzka's and Jakob's. So to me it was shown as a film. And the only thing I saw was darkness, and I heard the prayer. And Our Lady told us that we can help to the souls in purgatory with our prayers. Yes. About the secret? Secret is secret. We are not... Let's conclude. We are not going to talk about secrets. When the time comes, we will know everything. And the only thing we are to do is to open our hearts and we place our lives into the hands of Our Lady, and she is going to lead us the right way. Do not have fear, because Our Lady is always with us. Okay, two more questions. Yes, ma'am. Do you miss not seeing Our Lady every day? You see, when I pray, every day when I pray, I feel her presence in my heart. And I'm sure that at this very moment, Our Lady is standing next to me and next to you as well. Just let her into your hearts. Just let her into your families. And let her to get into your countries. And then we are going to have the heaven on earth. Just let her to enter into your heart. Thank you. One more. Do you hear Mary's words, or he just comes to you? She just comes to you. So you see, many people ask me, how do I prepare myself for that day for annual apparition? And you see, I have to tell you, starting, you know, from 25th of June after the apparition, every single day I prepare myself for that meeting with Our Lady, every minute of my life I'm preparing myself for the next apparition. And you see, when I get close to that day of the annual apparition, it seems to me that the time stops. So every second seems that it's 1 year long. And you see, during that annual apparition, I'm the only one who is present, but my family as well. We pray the rosary together. And then I see the lights 3 times. Everything disappears. I cannot hear or see anything but Our Lady. And I see her, when I see her the same way I see all of you today. And you see, my children always tell me, Mom, why are you opening your mouth? Why don't you speak? Because they cannot hear me. And you see, my experience is that I talk the same way I talk to you, but I do not know why the rest of them, why nobody can hear me. That's yes, I see her and I talk to her and she talks to me the same way I'm talking to you right now. She hears the words. So I do not know, you know, what happens, but nothing around me, you know, is visible or heard. You understand, everything disappears. And of course, I have lots of questions myself, you know, what happens to me? Why, you know, why I can see and why you cannot see, you know, that's the question I have, you know, why I can hear her, nobody else can, you know, I do not know what happens to me. But, and you see, I accepted this, what happened to me, I always tell her, you brought me so far, please lead me in the future as well. One more, yes, sir. But does our lady look like this painting behind? Anita is asking, is even close to the painting. And you see the color of the dress of our lady, this painting is gray, but it's not this gray color. And you see, I always pray, God, please give to the entire world just to see Our Lady for a tenth part of a second so that they can feel that enormous love Our Lady has for all of us. And you see, I cannot describe your picture, you, that beauty, that love, because my or human dictionary is poor to describe, you know, that love which radiates out of her. I read that one visionary saw the devil. We are talking about, I'm sharing with you what I experienced. Now I'm not translating. When we talk about Our Lady, there is no place to talk about Him. You agree, all right? A priest father when you came in 2000.
Oh, I was. I came here to disprove.
Our Lady is leading me this moment. home, and you know that she is, please pray for all of us. I promise we are going to pray for all of you. And thank you for desire to hear the message of our baby. And I'm going to thank you even more if you carry Our Lady back to your homes, if you carry her in your hearts, and be witnesses of her love. And you see, Medjugorje is not just this little village where we are right now. You can take and have Medjugorje wherever you live, this message, wherever you carry the message of Our Lady.
Otče naš koji je u nebesu, budi volja tvoja kako na nebu, tako i na zemlji.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Sveta Marija, Mati Božja.
Hvala Otcu i Sinu i Duhu Svetom.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace.
This and other audios can be found on our website, medjugorje.org.